In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. There is something special about being near someone who's sleeping. It can sometimes have a comforting effect. A busy morning on the tube, a woman falls asleep, even though it's crowded and people are going on and off the train. She is probably morning tired, but also she must feel safe and comfortable enough to fall asleep. And because of that, there is a calming presence around her. A little cat finds a good and cozy spot. The sun is shining warm on his fur. He curls up, puts his nose under his tail, and falls asleep. When awake, he is so alert, but watching him sleep, he seems to feel so safe, and it's so comforting to see. Watching one of your loved ones sleep, face and features so relaxed, worries are far away, making yourself feel that everything is all good. Yes, there is often a calming presence around someone who's sleeping, because most of the time, one must feel secure and safe enough to do so, to be able to sleep. Today, Jesus is sleeping. This is actually the only time in the Gospel we hear about Jesus sleeping. He is in a boat together with his friends. And in one way, it is a lovely picture of God. Being there next to us when all is good, acknowledging the calm and comfortable moment by having a good sleep. But it is disrupted. There is a storm. And the disciples are suddenly like in a nightmare, so very scared. There is something special about being near someone who's sleeping. It can make ourselves calmer, most of the time, but not when we are scared, not when darkness takes the upper hand, not when it feels like we're in a nightmare, or for that matter, when the knowledge of other people's storms, the world's different nightmares, for some reason becomes very visible within us. Because then, we do not want to be alone. If we can, we might wake up our loved ones to share the storm, to feel less alone. We might take that sleeping cat in our arms as something at least to hold on to when a nightmare feels too close. We might even sometimes want to make sure to wake up a stranger, to tell people, wake up, take a look at the world, when the darkness in the world feels overwhelming. Yes, when scared, when nightmares feel close to our lives or to our world, we want God to wake up. It occurs to me in times of crisis, we do not actually always question God's existence. It is not always about is there a God or not. Sometimes it is rather about God, where are you in all of this? It feels as though you are sleeping. Wake up. Because like the disciples, we also get scared sometimes. Because we know so well, there's not always a calm ending. A nightmare can get worse. A storm might pass, but in a way so that things will never be the same again after it. We see it in our world daily.